I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Kristen is in Men. We're going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good.
Hi, I'm Casey.
Daisy or Casey?
Casey.
Casey, good morning.
Casey. All right, I'm writing that down. Well, whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Kristen.
There you go. Kristen playing the game. Casey in the car. Producer Stevie in the studio. Look at everybody's here. Jen just left the studio. You know how the game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. There's a timer involved. When you hear the buzzer, just make sure you give us the answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer will count. When you're done, we'll bring Jen back into the studio, ask her the same five questions, and see if you can trump Tui today. Once again, brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's get to it. Question number one. The biopic Michael has officially surpassed $1 billion at the worldwide box office. The movie is now the highest grossing movie or music biopic of all time. So, the movie Michael is about which Michael?
Michael Jackson.
Question number two. Paramount Pictures has acquired the Paramount Pictures has acquired the U.S. rights to Wes Craven's original A Nightmare on Elm Street screenplay and is developing a new film under its Paramount Primal label. There's details about the reboot. They're all under wraps for now. Now, the primary antagonist, a.k.a. the bad guy, of A Nightmare on Elm Street franchise was who? Was it Jason Voorhees or was it Freddy Krueger?
Jason Voorhees.
Question number three, Olive Garden.
No. Oh, I'm so wrong. Freddy.
Olive. I was going to say Freddy Krueger.
Casey. From the back seat. All right. Question number three, Olive Garden is bringing back its never-ending pasta pass for the first time since 2019. It's good news for you, but you got to be quick. 10,000 passes are going to go on sale Thursday at 2 p.m. It'll probably sell out by 2:01, and they're $100 each. So in honor of that, let's play a round of Name That Noodle. This most classic long, solid, cylindrical strand typically paired with tomato sauce. Can you name that noodle or give me the name of that noodle?
Spaghetti.
There you go. Question number four. Ed Sheeran's hit song Shape of You has passed 5 billion streams on Spotify, becoming just the second song ever to reach the milestone. Which song by The Weeknd did it first? Once again, which song by The Weeknd passed 5 billion streams on Spotify first?
Shoot.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. I'm sorry. As we move to question number five, 3 Cleveland Guardians are headed to Philadelphia for tonight's MLB All-Star Game. You have Travis Bazana, you have Parker Messick, and Cade Smith. They've all earned first All-Star selections of their career, so that's very, very exciting. Which of those three is not a pitcher? Travis Bazana.
Travis Bazana.
There you go. Didn't even need to continue on with that one. Didn't even need to get the timer on that one.
Ben's going to be mad at that one.
She's going to be so mad. She's going to be mad at Name That Noodle. We got a lot of things about to happen in 4 minutes. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Kristen's in Manor. Casey's in Manor as well. Answering 5 questions a minute ago when Jen was out of the room. She's now back into the room because it'll be her turn to answer these questions. But first, we need to let you know how you did.
Kristen got 3.
Oh!
Hey, that's a great job.
We'll see. We'll see if it holds up.
We'll see. Oh, you got a mouse now.
I asked for a mouse because when I was using the trackpad, I accidentally would push them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the mouse?
It's so good. You will love it.
Question number one.
To get interesting up in here.
Oh, it was only.
Jen, I added a new one for you, but I don't know if it would fit right now.
So I know I was about to hit it, but based on the label on it, I'm a little nervous to just.
Yeah. We have to do that. Set it on air. So
go ahead, hit it. Squirt it all over the place.
I forgot what it said as well. Now I remember.
You
said it.
I love cookies.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if we're done yet. I'm not lying,
no,
Kristen.
Done.
I don't
we're
have
done.
Any
just
idea
go.
What's
just
happening.
Just go. I can't.
I apologize.
I can't with the
I'm
new
busy,
one.
I'm busy, heading somewhere.
I can't.
Question number one.
It's my fault.
The biopic Michael has officially surpassed $1 billion at the worldwide box office. The movie is now the highest grossing movie biopic of all time. Music, excuse me. Biopic of all time. That film is about which Michael?
Jackson. It's so good. You have to see it.
It's so good.
Don't. You will. That's very true. That's very true.
I love when you, in the moment, say the exact same thing as the drops.
That's probably what you were talking about.
That probably was.
Oh, it's so great. Question number two. Paramount Pictures has acquired the U.S. rights to Wes Craven's original A Nightmare on Elm Street screenplay. Mm-hmm. It is now developing to be a new film under the Paramount Primal label. There's no details on this reboot. It's all been under wraps. The primary antagonist, a.k.a. the bad guy, of A Nightmare on Elm Street franchise is who? It's either Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger.
It's Freddy Krueger. Sorry, I forgot to do that on the last one.
Love the ding.
Same.
Question number three, Olive Garden. Is bringing back its never-ending pasta pass for the first time since 2019.
I hate it. Which one's real?
Can't even tell.
You can't.
10,000 passes go on sale Thursday at 2 p.m. for $100 each. In honor of that, let's play a round of Name That Noodle. This. And people listen to this show.
God.
They do.
I don't know why.
This most classic long, solid cylindrical strand, typically paired with tomato sauces. Jen, can you name that noodle?
A cylindrical strand. I'm going to go with spaghetti.
It is spaghetti. You have named that noodle.
Thank you.
Moving to question number four. Ed Sheeran's hit song Shape of You has passed 5 billion streams on Spotify, becoming just the second song ever to reach the milestone. Which song by The Weeknd did it first? Passed 5 billion streams on Spotify.
Blinding Lights?
It is Blinding Lights.
Oh, my God.
Question number 5. 3 Cleveland Guardians are headed to Philadelphia for tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's Travis Bezzana, Parker Messick, and Cade Smith. They've all earned their first All-Star selections of their careers. Congratulations to all three. Which of those three is not a pitcher? Is it Travis Bezzana? Is it Parker Messick? Or is it Cade Smith?
It's Parker Messick.
Curtis Danberg in studio.
No,
at the end of the week.
They're out of town. He's at the All-Star game. He's not here. He didn't hear it.
Yeah. His wife Danielle might be listening to
No, she's
to
there
kids.
Too. She told me. I was texting with
Travis Bezzana. Travis Bezzana, Jen, infield or outfield?
I don't know. What is he? Outfield.
He's infield.
He's infield.
Why would I answer?
That was great. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Chris is in 3, Jen 4.
I should have just stayed quiet.
She knew Travis Bezzana.
I should have not even answered the last question. I should have just stayed quiet.
Kristen didn't even need the timer for Travis Bezzana.
I'm
she
sorry.
Was all over. That
I'm
was a great
I don't,
play.
Hopefully my husband's not listening.
Kristen and Casey, thank you for playing this round of Trump Tui. That was a lot of fun. It's always fun to talk to you. We appreciate you playing, but you know what you need to say.
This is Kristen from Menor and Casey, and we did not Trump Tui.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. the past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean's ready. Sean's in Stowe, ready to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. We're glad you're playing this round of Trump Tui. We are excited. As I mentioned, it's brought to you by Apex Skin. So whenever you're ready, just ask Jen to leave the room because that's what starts the game.
Jen, go ahead and leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Sean.
All right. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie, not leaving the room. Staying in studio with me, keeping track of the score. We'll ask you five questions. As you know, you just need to make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer because there's a timer involved. When you are done, I'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway and bring her back into the studio. She gets settled. She gets ready to answer the same five questions. And if you answer more correctly than Jen, then you have won the game, which is a big deal. We're all rooting for you, Sean. Let's get to it, buddy. Question number one. It is cow appreciation day at Chick-fil-A. You gonna do this, Stevie?
No, it makes me sad. I don't like the name.
Oh, cow appreciate, but it's cow appreciation day. It's not, I
yeah,
hate cow day.
They're celebrating the fact they don't eat cows. I don't like it. This doesn't sound right.
That's fine. So it is cow appreciation day at Chick-fil-A, which means that you can get free food. So that's good news. You dress like a cow or you wear some cow-themed apparel to receive a free entree until 7 p.m. What shape are Chick-fil-A fries?
Waffle.
That's a good call there. You like those fries, Stevie?
Mm-hmm.
Question number
just
two.
Just had them 2 days ago.
Did
so
you really?
Can't miss that one.
Oh, yeah, you can't miss that one. That's right. Question number two. It always amazes me that they're, you know, like they're dual lane for the most part drive through. They do get through those very fast because I'm almost intimidated sometimes thinking, oh, this is going to take a while. But they get through you fast. Yeah.
Like a little iPad.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. See, I'm not afraid of that, but 7 Brew, I had nerves.
Same concept.
That anxiety is the same concept. And I've probably gone to 7 Brew 8 times since you talked about that. Yeah, I have an issue. I have an issue. Question number two, but I appreciate you telling me about it. Question number two, Madonna's Confessions 2 rollout set a new TikTok live record with more than 2.1 million viewers tuning in worldwide for the event that happened on July 2nd. What page on TikTok recommends videos based on your interests? What's it called?
Oh, boy. Your homepage. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, let's go with the homepage. Yeah, homepage makes sense. Yeah, that's all right. Question number three. Netflix has greenlit a competition series, Monopoly, that's set to premiere next year. The show will feature 12 players competing for $2 million in prizes, and the streamer has already put out a casting call for potential players.
Did you apply?
I do like the game of Monopoly. It is.
Then win $2 million.
It is. Yeah, for that. You imagine that? What is the goal of the game Monopoly / how do you win a game of Monopoly?
I'm not sure. Bankrupt your opponent. I'm not sure if that's the right.
There you go. That's a great answer. Question number four. I don't know if I've ever reached the end. It was kind of my point of going on the game. There has to be a definitive end in this game. And I mean, you're hours deep into Monopoly, aren't you?
Competition for a while.
Yeah. Question number four. Apple TV's hit show Ted Lasso. This is exciting. It's returning for a fourth season. And Jenny's Ice Cream is celebrating with the return of their popular Biscuits with the Boss ice cream flavor. It's returning in pints and also Jenny's Scoop Shops. Scoop Squad, Scoop Shops is all over the place. Starting on July 21st. So that's on the way. Which actor plays the character Ted Lasso?
Jason Sudeikis.
Question number five. Noah Kahan made history over the weekend by becoming the first artist to sell out 4 consecutive shows at Boston's Fenway Park. So he's now inducted into the Fenway Music Hall of Fame. What is the name of the Noah Kahan song going viral right now on TikTok with the lyrics, "I'm an astronaut, you're the moon"?
Another TikTok question.
I know.
I have no idea. To the moon and back.
There you go. Hey, I'm glad you guessed. We're going to see how you did with those 5 questions, and we will reveal that next. And then Jen has to answer those same 5 questions. This is all happening in 3.5 minutes. Sean's in Stowe playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. How'd Sean do?
Sean got 3.
There you go, Sean. It's great. Got
great
3.
Job.
Yes. You win. Get the pair of Jen and Tim Show mugs. $50 Apex Skin gift card thrown into the grand prize drawing, which is a prize pack brought to you by Apex Skin worth $250. 3 correct today.
Well done.
It sounds like a tiebreaker.
Ooh, he's predicting a tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker.
I didn't even know that.
I hate the tiebreaker.
I'm,
Hey, I'm 5 minutes away. I'll come in and we can arm wrestle. We'll do that.
No! That would be great. Even love that. The door's open.
We're not bringing that.
Some of them are open. All right, question number one. It is Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A, which means you can get free food. Dress like a cow, wear a cow-themed apparel to receive a free entree. This is happening until 7 p.m. Which shape are Chick-fil-A fries?
Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Sean said he just had them a couple of days ago. Right, Sean?
That is correct.
Absolutely.
Do you get the cheese sauce with them? Because that's the best.
No, actually, I just had the normal Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, you need to try the cheese sauce.
The cheese sauce is very good.
It's delicious, isn't it, Stevie? Mm-hmm. And I've told Tim for years. Have you tried it yet?
Yep.
Lies. Lies! You are lying. Hit yours?
Mm-hmm.
With the last one you put in?
Yeah.
Question number two, Madonna's confession.
That's what he would do with the cheese fries.
That's exactly what he
would
do.
What would I do? Squirt it all over the place. Question number two, Madonna's confession two.
You said it!
I think my voice has been altered. Madonna's Confession 2 rollout, it's not, set a new TikTok live record with more than 2.1 million viewers tuning in worldwide for the events on July 2nd. What page on TikTok recommends videos based on your interests?
The For You page?
There's the For You page. Question number three, Netflix has greenlit a competition series, Monopoly. It is set to premiere... Next year. The show will feature 12 players competing for a $2 million prize, and the streamer has already put out casting call for potential players. What is the goal of the game Monopoly, and or how do you win the game?
You own all the properties? Buy all the properties? Keep the most money? I don't know if I really know now that you've asked.
I just was saying when you're out of the room, I don't think I've ever hit the end of... Monopoly.
Sorry.
I don't know. Yeah. It's to become the last player with money by bankrupting everybody else. That's the point of the game.
Yeah. Feels like that means you own most property.
Well, Stevie's the official scorekeeper.
No,
do you want to give that to her?
I wasn't.
No.
Yeah,
question
I
number four.
Give that to me either.
I like the definitive no. Question number four. Apple TV's hit show Ted Lasso is returning for a fourth season, and Jenny's Ice Cream back at it with their Biscuits with the Boss ice cream flavor. Oh. It's returning in pints and also at Jenny's Scoop Shops starting July 21st. Which actor plays the character Ted Lasso?
Jason Sudeikis.
That would be correct.
Is great. So much better than the other
one.
Yeah,
it really is.
Question number five.
Like extended.
You do got to get this one or we will have that tiebreaker.
Stevie, thanks. Don't.
Question number five. Noah Kahan made history over the weekend by becoming the first artist to sell out four consecutive shows at Boston's Fenway Park. He is now inducted into the Fenway Music Hall of Fame. What is the name of Noah Kahan's song that is going viral on TikTok with the lyrics, "I'm an astronaut, you're the moon"?
That is Lunar Delight.
I don't like Lunar Delight.
It seems like something we could order at one of the scoop shops that we go to for.
It does.
Orbiter is the name of it. Where are we at now, Stevie?
Sean, three. Jen with three.
Oh, so we are tied up. Okay, thank you.
You are right, Sean. Tiebreaker.
Right. I'm on my way in.
No, we are not arm wrestling.
That's next.
No!
Can't wait.
Turn the cams on.
I'll film it.
All right, we'll get to a tiebreaker then. So the arm wrestling is just much easier to do. It's closest to the actual number without going over. There is a timer involved as you are giving us the answer, Sean. You know this. Jen will have her pen in her hand and be writing down the answer at the same time. I'm going to go back to Fenway Park, which is question number five. It is the fifth smallest capacity in Major League Baseball, Fenway Park. I want to know, what is the capacity of Fenway Park? The capacity of Fenway Park is your tiebreaker. Here is your timer.
I'm going to say 31,000.
Oh, geez. I wrote down 14,000. I went very small.
It is 37,500, depending on day and night games, but right in that eight.
Yeah.
That means Sean won.
Great job, Sean. You did it. You trumped me.
Awesome. I'm a smugger now. I love it.
You are? Oh, Schmuggineer.
Oh, very nice.
So,
congratulations.
Yes, the pair of the mugs are yours. $50 Apex Skin gift card is yours. And also, you're qualified for the grand prize because you won the Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. You're thrown in that grand prize drawing as well. So tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Sean from Monroe Falls and just drunk Tui.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.